Namaste, welcome to your Hatha Yoga practice. This practice is made for all levels. I encourage you to, like always, take your time. Listen to your body. I'm going to start in a comfortable seat. Sit tall and close your eyelids. And focus on the count of your inhale and exhale. Notice if the inhalation is shorter. Maybe the exhale is longer. Maybe both are the same. We want to smooth out the breath, creating a deeper inhale. You can start with 4 counts and then increase to 6. And hold at the top for 1 or 2 counts. Before slowly exhaling through the nose for and then 6 counts, holding at the bottom of the exhale for the same amount of time as the top of the inhalation, and find that rhythm. Nice, steady, equal breath. Samavritti breath. You can add sound to it. You can add texture. You can even increase that duration. Hatha Yoga is called Sun Moon Yoga. So, all about finding that balance, that equanimity. I like to think of this yoga as a balance between feminine and masculine energy, or a yin and a yang. Practice. You have nice long holds in the stretches, but we also focus on standing poses that build strength, endurance in the muscle. Palms pressed together, heart center. Set your intention, your manifestation for this practice. Stiram, Sukham, Asanam. May we have a steady, joyful practice and a steady, joyful connection to the earth. Inhale through the nose. This time, force that exhale out the mouth. 2 more. Inhale. Exhale. Last one. Inhale. Exhale. And you can blink eyelids open, keep them soft, While seated, place the right hand on the floor next to the right leg and lift the left arm high to the sky. Reach up towards the sky and then towards the back of the room to open the chest up a bit more. Every inhale, lengthen. Exhale, gonna reach over to the right a bit more with that left hand. Feel those intercostal muscles, spaces between the rib cage, really stretch out as you inhale and as you reach. As you exhale, you are exercising that tummy, so drawing that belly in, squeezing the air out of the lungs. Now inhale, let's come back to center. We'll release the left hand down to the floor next to left leg. Inhale, lift the right arm high, reach up through right fingertips, really spread those fingers. Rotate the rib cage towards the sky or that right arm towards back of the room as well. Create that side body stretch. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale, take a breath in and out, come back to center, and we'll take an easy twist here. Place the left hand in front of you, right hand right behind you, so next to the tailbone. Lift the chest, gaze over right shoulder. Inhale, lifting the heart, lengthen. Exhale, find that twist. Find a little traction between the fingertips and the floor. And take one more breath in. Exhale, twist. Inhale, we'll come back to center. This time, right fingertips in front of you, left fingertips behind you, next to the tailbone. Lift the sternum towards the sky and twist, gaze over left shoulder. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Inhale, let's come back to center. We'll roll over to hands and knees, a tabletop position. Stack those shoulders over the heel of palms, spread fingers wide, hips over the knees. Knees are about hip width distance apart. Move into some cat and cows. So linking breath to movement here. Inhale, we're gonna drop the belly for cow pose, look up. Tailbone is towards the sky as well. Exhale, press the mat away, cat back. Round those shoulders forward. Tail is tucked. Inhale, cow pose, arching that spine. Exhale, find that round spine, press the mat away. Inhale, open the chest. Exhale, draw lower belly in. Last one, breath in and squeeze that air out. Inhale, come to neutral position in your tabletop pose. We'll walk hands all the way over to the right side of the mat. Melt the chest and forehead towards the mat while keeping the tail lifted. Should feel a side body stretch here on your left side. Keep that tail lifted. Might feel a little arch in the spine too. Inhale, let's come back to center to tabletop position. Exhale, walk hands all the way over to the left or the other side if you did opposite sides. Melt the chest towards your thighs. forehead to the mat. Find the stretch on the right side, keeping the tail nice and high. And come back to center. Preparing for downward facing dog. Curl those toes under. Lift the tail high to the sky. Should look like an upside down V. Back is flat. And if you feel that the back is rounding, maybe bend the knees a bit. You can continue to work the heels down towards the mat. Eventually straightening the legs. Palms should be flat like pancakes, so we're not cupping the mat in any way, not pressing the wrists into the mat either. Weight should be distributed on the fingertips and the meaty part of the hand, and fingertips should be facing the front of the room. Now draw lower belly in. Create that hollow space in your belly, just like in our vinyasa classes. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. We're going to look forward. Exhale. Step the feet top of the yoga mat. Ragdoll pose. So feet remain hip-width distance apart at the top of the mat. Torso hangs heavy over those thighs. Nice forward fold. Very gentle here on the hamstrings and low back. So bend the knees a lot. Shift the weight forward. Crown reaches towards the earth. Let go of any stress here. Just let it roll off your back. Any tension, let it go. Now deep bend in the knees, tuck the chin, we'll gently roll up. Head, neck, and shoulders last to arrive as you stack your spine. Once at the top, roll your shoulders up, back, and down, opening the heart. Palms face forward alongside the body. Now you may keep the feet hip-width distance apart or bring them together. So make sure big toes, inside arches, maybe the heels are together to touch. Firm up those thighs, tuck your tail, lift the chest. Finding breath again. And now moving into an easy flow here. Inhale, Urdhva Hastasana, reach arms towards the sky. Exhale, swan dive, fold with an open chest. Tuck the chin at the bottom of that fold. Inhale, halfway lift to a flat back. Shoulders away from ears, pressing hands into the shins or the floor. Exhale, you are going to step the right foot back in a deep lunge. Inhale, you're going to lengthen your spine. Look up in your lunge, maybe come up to the fingertips. Exhale, downward facing dog. Plant the hands firmly on the mat as you send tail high. Now you can stay right here. Enjoy this stretch or come with me. Inhale, high plank pose. Stack shoulders over the heel of palms. Heels extend towards back of the room. You can always drop those knees down to the floor. Exhale, lower. Squeeze elbows into side body for chaturanga or low plank. Inhale, lift the chest for up dog or cobra. Exhale, downward facing dog. Three breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. One more breath in and out. Next inhalation, send the right toes high to the sky. With core strength, step the right foot between the hands for a lunge. Transitioning to the top of the yoga mat, left foot meets right. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold and stretch. Inhale, root to rise from up your thighs as you sweep arms high. Exhale, palms at heart center. Inhale, we'll sweep arms high. Exhale, fold and stretch. Inhale, halfway lift to a flat back. Exhale, we're going to step left foot back, deep lunge. Inhale, lengthen in your lunge. Exhale, downward facing dog. Stay right here. Inhale, high plank pose. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift your chest. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. One more breath in and breath out. Inhale, we'll send left toes high with core strength. Exhale, step foot between the hands, low lunge. Halfway lift, right foot meets left, top of the yoga mat. Exhale, fold and stretch. Inhale, rise, arms overhead. Exhale, palms, heart center. And we're going to move on. I'm kind of adding on to our Sun A here. Inhale, lift the arms overhead. This time, exhale, baby back bend. Tuck the tail as you round over a big beach ball. Reach back. Arms can be nice and wide. Open the chest. Next inhalation, arms come overhead, back to center, stack your spine. Exhale, swan dive and fold forward. Inhale, halfway lift to a flat back. Exhale, we are going to step the right foot back in a lunge. This time dropping the back knee down to the floor. If you wish, you can take a blanket or anything else to support that back knee, something soft, maybe double up on the mat. And we're going to lift the arms overhead as you lift your chest. Crescent moon pose. Exhale, open the arms into a baby back bend here. Every inhale, you're lengthening the spine and the side body. Exhale, deepen the lunge. Maybe reach back further. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, we are going to stack the spine, neutralizing the spine here. And exhale, we're going to send the tail towards the back of the room, straightening out the left leg for half splits. Flex back the left toes, so there should be dorsiflexion in that foot. And spread all five toes there. And you're folding over the left thigh. The tail should be off the right heel. Inhale. Exhale. Feel that left hamstring open up. Inhale. Exhale. Next inhalation, you'll rebend that left knee. Weight comes forward. Exhale, downward facing dog. Plant the hands firmly on the mat. Send tail nice and high. Stay right here or inhale, high plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift your chest, shoulders away from ears. Exhale, downward facing dog. Breath in. Breath out. Next, inhale, send right toes high to the sky. Exhale, step forward to a lunge. Inhale, step left foot to meet right for a halfway lift, top of the mat. Exhale, fold and stretch. Inhale, rise for Tadasana. Exhale, palms heart center. Second side, inhale, sweep arms high. Exhale, baby back bend, open the chest, tuck the tail, engage those thighs. Inhale, back to center. Exhale, fold and stretch. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, we are going to step the left foot way back in a lunge. Drop the back knee to the floor. Coming into crescent moon. Inhale, sweep arms high. Lift the chest. Exhale, baby back bend here in your lunge. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, exhale, inhale, we're going to come back to center, neutralize that spine, exhale, half split. So this time straightening the right leg out as you send tail back. So it's just a transfer of weight here. You were forward, now you're moving back, straightening the leg, find that nice counter stretch in the right hamstring, fold over that thigh, flex back the toes. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Inhale, rebend that front knee, shifting the weight forward. Exhale, plant the hands, downward facing dog. Stay here, inhale, high plank. Exhale, low plank, squeeze elbows in. Inhale, up dog or cobra. Exhale, downward facing dog. Next, inhale, we'll send that left leg high. Exhale, step forward to a lunge. Inhale, halfway lift, top of the yoga mat. Exhale, fold. Inhale, rise, arms overhead. Exhale, palms heart center. Moving on, inhale, Utkatasana, chair pose. Bend the knees, circle arms overhead, squeeze together feet, knees, and thighs, spread those toes so the weight should be in the heels as you drop your tail. Continue to lift the chest. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. One more breath in. Exhale, palms through heart center and fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, you'll step the right foot back for warrior one. Plant the heel. Lift the chest, arms sweep overhead. So chest and hips will be squared to the front of the room. Left knee should be bent, so the knee will be over the heel. Back leg is straight and strong, rooting that heel into the floor. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. One more breath in and out. Let's open warrior two. You might need to take a big step back with the right foot. We have front heel to back arch alignment with the feet. Track left knee over left pinky toe. So we have open hips and open chest to the side of the room this time. Arms are stretching forward and back. Relax the shoulders. Lift the chest. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. One more breath in and out. Straighten out the front leg, triangle pose. Tuck that left hip back as you reach forward with the left arm. Activate those fingertips, then release the arm. So left hand to left shin, right arm high to the sky. Continue to lift the heart. Find more length in both sides of your body. So this is all about the side body. Keep an open heart, rotating that right rib cage towards the sky again. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. One more breath in and out. Inhale, come up warrior two. So you'll re-bend that front knee as you come to stand. Big breath in here. Exhale, we'll plant the hands. Downward facing dog. You can stay here or move through your chaturanga. So this is up to you. This point of the practice, you can back off or really challenge your body. And from down dog, breath in, breath out. Inhale, let's send the right toes high to the sky. Exhale, step forward to a lunge. This time we're coming up for a crescent lunge or a high lunge pose. So the back heel is pointed towards back of the room. Back knee should be lifted off the mat as well. Deep bend in front knee. And we'll sweep arms high, biceps alongside the ears. Inhale. Exhale. For more balance, inner thighs are squeezing together. This is a micro movement here. Inhale. Exhale. Moving into a little balancing. Take a big breath. In, exhale, sweep arms back, lead with the heart, and launch off the back leg. Dukhasana airplane pose. If you'd like to move into warrior three, for more of a challenge, you'll reach arms forward, biceps alongside the ears. You should look like a capital letter T with the torso and that back leg lifted. Hips are squared to the floor. Challenge yourself. Stay present here in the balance pose. Press through that right foot. Inhale. Exhale, three. Inhale. Exhale, two. Utkatasana is next. Inhale. Exhale, one. Sit deeply in your chair. Left foot meets right. And come to stand. Palms heart center. Breath in, breath out. Inhale, come to Utkatasana chair pose. Palms pressed together, heart center. We're going to take a twist here, prayer twist in your chair. So left elbow hooks outside of right knee or in between the knees for the modification. Drop the tail, lift your chest. Still squeezing those thighs. Knees should be squared to the front of the room, squared off with each other, parallel. Inhale, exhale, twist, press top hand in a bottom hand. Inhale, exhale, twisting to the right. Inhale, exhale, let's take a fold. Separate the feet 6 inches or hip width. Padagustasana, two first fingers and thumbs wrap around those big toes. Elbows will be pointed out to the side. Now drop the shoulders down to the tail, or I guess up to the tail. Light in the heels, heavy through the ball bones of the feet. Active forward fold here. Listening to the sound of your breathing. Remember, there's nothing to do or accomplish in this practice but breathe and stay present. watching the thoughts go in and out. And we'll release fingers from toes. Bring feet back together to touch. Inhale, halfway lift to a flat back. Moving on to the other side. Exhale, step the left foot back for warrior one, Virabhadrasana one. Lift the chest, arms reach towards the sky. Activate those fingers. So planting that back heel, really press down through that heel like it's a root of a tree. Deep bend in the front knee. Hips and chest should be square to the front while the arms are overhead. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Full breath in and out. We're going to take a step back for warrior two. So front heel to back arch alignment. Track right knee over that right pinky toe. We want to open those hips up nicely. Pressing down through back heel to engage that thigh, that left thigh. Arms are active as well as the fingers, but the shoulders are soft. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale, one more breath in and out. Strong legs, we're going to straighten out that front leg for triangle. Reach forward as far as you can with the right hand. Activate the fingers. When you can't reach anymore, as you tuck that right hip back, you're going to release right hand to the right shin, left arm high to the sky. Continue to open the chest. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Strong core, strong legs. You will come up for warrior two. Rebend the front knee. Focus. Breath in. Exhale, plant the hands, downward facing dog. If you like to flow, inhale, high plank. Exhale, lower chaturanga. Inhale, lift your chest. Exhale, downward facing dog. Breath in. Breath out. Inhale, send left toes high. Exhale, step forward to a lunge. Coming up for our high lunge pose or crescent lunge. Back heel is still pointed towards back of the room. Back knee is lifted as well. Biceps alongside the ears. Core is engaged. Thighs are engaged. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, inhale, exhale. So now we're preparing for our balancing posture, Dakasana or Virabhadrasana 3, Warrior 3. So you're going to either sweep arms back or keep biceps alongside the ears as you shift the weight forward until the back toes are lifted. Hips and chest are squared to the floor. And yes, this is challenging. It's nice and slow, deliberate here. Inhale, exhale, three. Inhale, exhale, two. Inhale, exhale, Utkatasana. Both feet are together, top of the yoga mat as you have bent knees in your chair. So strong here. Then palms pressed together, heart center. Straighten out the legs, come to stand. Breath moves in. Breath moves out. Inhale, Utkatasana, chair pose. Palms pressed together, heart center. Prayer twist to your left. Right elbow outside of left knee or in between the knees. Remember, keep those knees square to the front. Weight is still in the heels. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, twist. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. And fold. Separate the feet, hip width. Slide the palms underneath each foot till the toes touch the wrists. So the entire hand should be underneath each foot. Bend the knees a lot in order to do this. Keep the knees in line with the toes. You'll be pressing the feet into your hands. This is kind of like a massage for your wrists and your hands. This is a wonderful, I don't want to say cure, but prevention and, it's massage for things like tennis elbow, arthritis. It really helps with the inflammation in those joints. So, gotta be careful with my words, but don't know who's listening. Anyway, continue to bow elbows out to the side and shift the weight forward. So the weight is out of your heels, it's into your ball bones of your feet. Still feel the stretch in the hamstrings and your back. You might feel this more in your back to start. It's quite all right. It's a standing forward fold. Not a lot of people can do this. So if you are doing this, good for you. And if you can't quite do this, you can still work on it. Try easy. And we'll release hands from the feet. Bring feet back together to touch. And we'll gently roll up to stand. Once at the top, palms pressed together to touch. Samasthitihi, equal standing pose. And close your eyes. Focus on the earth beneath you. The earth around you, the sounds. The spaces between those sounds. And you made it through the standing series. Congratulations. We are going to move on to stretching. All right, so if you'd like to do it one last sun A, doing a high to low plank on your own, go through that series. So inhale, sweep arms high, exhale, fold and stretch. Inhale, halfway lift to a flat back. Exhale, either press back to down dog or go ahead and move through high to low plank. Inhale, up dog or cobra. Exhale, downward facing dog. And take a breath in and breath out. Inhale, look past your hands, bend the knees. Exhale, step or hop the feet all the way through. Come down to a seat so feet will face the front of the room as you sit. We're going to move into Paschimottanasana, seated forward fold. So squeezing together feet, knees, and thighs, just like an Utkatasana, and flex back the toes. Inhale, sweep arms high. Exhale, hinge forward from the hips until you capture toes or outside arches of the feet with the hands. Now, continue to squeeze those thighs, lift the heart. Exhale, bend the elbows down towards the floor. I always say bend the knees if you can't quite reach those feet or if it's painful. Now, pain is different than sensation. So recognize if it's muscular effort, muscular stretch, warming of the muscle, that's normal. But if it's sharp nerve pain, that's when we back off. That's when we want to reassess the stretch or the exercise. Maybe straighten out the legs as much as it is available to you. Maybe the forehead makes it down between the knees or the shins. Hold and breathe. Inhale, lift your chest, release the stretch. We're going to bend the knees, bring feet together for the butterfly stretch or Baddha Konasana. So bottoms of the feet or soles of the feet together, knees are nice and wide. Now there's different ways to do this pose. You can reach forward and have it be more of a relaxing posture. You can even bring blocks or blankets to either knee or both knees, or sit on something a little higher so the hips are over those knees. Might be a little bit easier for you. And then you can just relax the shoulders as you fold. If you want more of an active stretch, place the elbows inside the thighs, not the knees. We don't want to push those knees down. We want to push the thighs down. So elbows in the knees, and then peel the feet open just like a book and press the heart forward. So crown should be reaching towards the front. Now shoulders are automatically going to want to scrunch up into the ears. Actively pull those shoulders down towards your tail. So heart should be still open, just like those thighs, just like your hips. And we'll hold and breathe. Inhale, let's lift the chest. Moving on, we will move on to a dragonfly. So widen the legs in a V position. It's a straddle forward fold here. So go ahead, you can make the straddle as big or as small as you like, or in between. We want the knees in line with the toes. Flex back the toes. Engage those thighs. Inhale, lift the arms. Now exhale, you can reach forward just like in that Baddha Konasana or butterfly position. Or perhaps you'd like to intensify the stretch by grabbing the feet or the toes. But remember, actively pull those shoulders down to the tail. We want to keep the heart open. Breathing. Feel the stretch in the inner thighs, the hamstrings, and back. Inhale, exhale. Now stretching is a beautiful way to not only detoxify your joints, your fascia, and stretch out those muscles, which we worked throughout the class, but it's a great time to meditate. It's a great time to release what is not serving you in the moment. So remember, you're not practicing yoga for the past. You're not practicing yoga for the future. You are practicing yoga now. This is the moment. might need to change up the breath. Maybe open mouth, exhale. Sighing out all your frustrations, all of your tension, all of the stress. You can even exhale out all of your joy, right? So it's whatever you want to send out. It doesn't always have to be a negative thing that you let go of. So we're always letting go of each moment. Let it pass you by. Let each thought pass you by. All right, inhale. We're going to lift the chest. Bring one knee in at a time. Might be a little tender in the joints in the back. So if you need to windshield wiper the knees side to side or lean back on the hands for a counter stretch, a little back bend there. If you're practicing traditional hatha yoga, you'll spin around. So spin 180, head will face front of the room, feet towards back of the room, roll down onto your back. Either way, we're going to roll down to the back. Setu Bandhasana Bridge Pose. So working on the pelvic floor here. It's also a heart opener. A lot of great benefits here. All right, so planting the feet hip width distance apart. You're going to have to kind of guess that. You're going to also have to guess walking the feet towards the glutes. Middle finger will brush, just barely brush the heel. Now tuck the tail, feel the low back press into the mat. You're going to draw lower belly in. Keep that engagement as you lift the pelvis, low back, mid back, till you're on your upper back while pressing into the feet, into the earth. So feet into the earth. Now, if you feel that your knees are going past your toes and they're not stacked over the heels, you can walk the feet out a bit more. You want always to have joints stacked in this position. And then we'll scooch the shoulders underneath the body a bit more. Maybe interlace fingers behind the back for a chest expansion. Now press the back of the head into the mat. Chin will move away from the chest. The chest will always be moving towards the chin. So finding that opposition, finding the length between your traps and your neck. Inhale, keep it high. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. One more breath in and out. Gently lower all the way down to the floor. Draw knees into the chest, rock side to side, massage any tension out of the low back, and flatten your back just like a pancake here, keeping the knees in. And we'll stretch our arms out like bird wings and drop the knees over to the left, gaze over your right shoulder. Nice little twist here. Inhale, let's come back to center. Exhale, drop knees over to the right. Gaze over left shoulder. Inhale back to center. Any last minute movements you might need before Shavasana, corpse pose. Get set up for corpse pose. And this can be, doesn't have to be flat on your back. You may choose to lay on your side or maybe elevate your legs. That's a wonderful way to relax and meditate. So maybe bring a chair over or find your couch or find a wall space. Make sure the legs are elevated while your back and your torso are on the floor. Palms will face up. Soaking up all the benefits this practice has to offer. You are open to everything and attached to nothing. Just find the quiet, find the stillness. Let go. Palms twist together, heart center. Bowing to the teacher in ourselves, bowing to the teacher in all experiences and all things. Raise thumbs, third eye center. Om Bolo Satguru Bhadavanki. Namaste.